Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset. We're just going to dive right in today to Psalm chapter 103. And we're doing so to get our minds wrapped around some very important truths the Lord has to explain to us today. And I hope you'll open yourself up, open your mind, open your heart to receive the fullness of what He has to say today. Looking at verse number 13, it says, "As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." Oh my, there's so much to say here. Now, obviously, God is, through David, describing himself as a father, and he's describing himself as the perfect father. Your experience of a father may not have been all that great. So when you hear someone say, "like a father does such and such," you can't relate, because the good things that are being described are not something you experienced. You didn't know your father to be that way. And if that is the case for you, man, my heart goes out to you, and my prayers are with you that you'll be able to conceive of God as the best and perfect father, because that's what he is. Everything your earthly father should have been, God is. Please know that. And that's the imagery that David's using. He says, as a father shows compassion to his children, which every father should show compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him, those who humble themselves under his leadership and his care and his rule. Because as a father, he does not give us rules to cramp our style or to inhibit or restrict us, unless that inhibition or restriction is for our own good. You see, when God gives his commands, he gives his instruction, it's for our good, it's for our protection, it's for his glory. You see, those things are the motivations behind what he does. And David is describing here that as a good father, he shows compassion on us when we fear him, when we are under his rule willingly and gladly, understanding that he's working for our good. And it says, the reason for his compassion is he knows our frame. I love that imagery. It's like he knows how we're constructed. He knows the things that make us up. And he remembers that we are dust. You see, God recognizes that compared to him, we are very weak and failing and frail. We don't have the strength and capacity to pull off perfect living, especially in this fallen world. And so that is the basis for much of his compassion toward us, is he knows that we're being pushed around by the power of sin. He knows we're being manhandled sometimes by our own emotion that we can't sort out, and we don't know how to manage in a variety of situations. And that is why he has compassion on us. He's reaching out to us with his love to help as we humble ourselves and call out to him and ask for his help. All of those concepts I just described are encapsulated in that phrase, to those who fear him. That's what it means to fear God, is to see him as our superior, as the one who is to be honored, the one against whom we've transgressed, and that we turn to him, falling on his compassion, asking for his help. He goes on and he says, as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But here's the contrast. The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. You see, God knows our frame, that we are but dust, but he also knows that his steadfast love is enough for us. Walk in that truth today. Live in mindfulness of that truth today, my friends. And I'll see you again tomorrow on the Morning Mindset.